Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me, our things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more the use from man? Can't you stand?
Know of a topic and or guest on Progressive News Weekly, drop me an email to daryl_cla18@msn.com. That's D-A-R-R-Y-L. Check it out. Of course.
We're going to have to vet the information. In other words, we've got to check the background because we take pride also in keeping it very real. Very real. So, with that said, I'll look forward to hearing from you. This evening, we have a very special program. As I like to say and will say, we always do. And I believe that you're going to want to go back and catch the archives on this one and share it. Do share it. If you're taking the time out to listen, then it's worth your time. Certainly, I believe it's worth you sharing with someone else because it would be worth their time as well. The bumper tune that we opened up with this evening was none other than, and I'm sure the listeners, whether you're live listening or whether you are in the archives, I'm sure that you probably know who that artist was that we opened up with. And it was so apropos for what's going on right now. The title tune, of course, Mercy, Mercy Me, by the late, great Marvin Gaye. Marvin would have turned 80, that's right, 80 years old last week about this time. So we send our blessings up to him, knowing that he's looking down on us right now, so far ahead of his time. Consciousness of his music with songs such as Make Me Want to Holler, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, and of course the famous What's Going On. But again, I just thought it would be remiss if we did not let that tune fall on the airwaves on Progressive News Weekly. With this being Earth Month, and we're about to go into Earth Week. And so, again, if you're just joining us, we're going to be having a discussion that is applicable to just that. Again, we opened up with Mercy, Mercy Me. I'm going to have to play that again, because it's just so appropriate. So on the other side of Mercy, Mercy Me by the late, great Marvin Gaye, we're going to bring you our special guest who's going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the ecology and what's happening in our environment and what we can do about it. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be normal. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh,
they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we do from men? Can't you stand?
Mercy, mercy me. So nice. We had to play it twice. So, welcome to Earth Month, folks. And for those who don't know what that is, well, Google it, like everything else. But be careful, because Alexis is listening. Yeah, that's making its way through the news. It's old news for those of us in the know. Be careful, folks. Alexis is listening. So is Cordana or Corona or whatever it is that Cortana. If you have a Windows-based computer, you have to really be careful, folks. Google, I mean, they're all watching. You know, that movie 1999, in case you aren't aware of that, Google that as well. It was a movie, it was almost become a cult movie now, about the future. And so, obviously, I'm dating myself, because 1999, to be the future, you must have a few years on you. But it came out, of course, in the 70s, I believe. And it was about the future and Big Brother watching every move you made. And so when you watch television, television was watching you. Well, we're not too far from that, folks. So this is my little segue into our program tonight. Be aware. That's going to be our theme. Be aware. And a perfect person we have for that is our special guest, Miss Ula. Ula la, Pastor Neck, who's going to be joining us. And for those who are not familiar, which I'm finding that hard to believe right now, because Ula is certainly a friend of Progressive News, a friend of mine, a colleague, a mentor, a humanitarian more than anything else. But she's more known as a food specialist, especially genetically modified food or organism food. She's an expert in human energy, and we can talk a little bit about what that means as well, although that's not going to be the focus of our conversation this evening, but you'll want to know that. She's the founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living, and for several decades has a focus on assisting people have a more healthy, happy, sustainable experience. So as we celebrate Earth Month, how more appropriate and have my friend and colleague and, as I said, mentor, Miss Ula Pasternak. Ula, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Hello, Daryl. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. Let's celebrate all that good earth energy and the bounty and the harvest in the fall that we will start with our projects. This spring, Earth is awakening. Soil is starting its beautiful, vibrant natural awakening with, especially in our climate where we do have four seasons. So spring is our time of rebirth, rejuvenation, reboot, and hope that we will be wiser and appreciate all that bounty about to be harvested in the fall and take care of our earth better, especially now since our government seems to be undoing all the protection that we have fought for so many, to protect soil, to protect air, to protect water against chemical pollution and the greed of producers that simply don't care. They just want to be selfish and make money no matter what, no matter what it costs us or our future generations. So, yeah.
Yeah, you make a very good point there. It's right now, at least, it's the only earth we have, folks. So we really do need to take care of it. And this isn't about being a tree hugger, or many don't maybe know that, you know, that term just means somebody that's overzealous about nature and our planet, which I don't know if you can be overzealous about that which provides all the elements it takes to live and survive. That is our planet Earth. So I take not too kindly with that term, the tree hugger. I think it's probably bantered by those who don't get it. What's your thought, Ms. Ula?
Well, we always have phrases or insulting, nicknames or just labels that are meant to put us down,
mm-hmm.
that are meant to insult us because someone else has agenda and they want to manipulate others
mm-hmm.
to go along with their agenda, disregarding those who have a message of peace or a message of protecting what is sacred, what is actually not just helping us survive, but helping us stay healthy and thrive. That is the difference between those that choose awake and aware and those that play along with somebody else's control over their mind, over their operating system of mental, emotional, and physical health. And we are challenged with health freedom, especially now with the vaccines being mandated officially in Brooklyn and in Rockland County in New York. And, of course, California has been trying to propose mandatory vaccination for a long time. So that is the beginning of the loss of our health freedom, choosing, protecting against chemical pollution and allowing the public to do research that answers, if not some, then many questions, whether there were safety studies, whether the pollution that vaccines bring with mothers-to-be or pregnant women, and then overdosing children produces not just infant death syndrome, sudden infant death syndrome, but many autistic symptoms is destroying immunity. So no wonder we have so many childhood cancer cases now, especially since we know we have fetal tissue, we have glyphosate, which is part of Agent Orange, we have heavy metals, we have so much in the vaccines that are adding to many insults for children and for adults as well. We are more resilient to vaccines, but the elderly are dying from flu vaccines. I mean, it's sad, But we have to balance it with good news. We have to find that peace and joy and passion as good medicine against what we see, because some of it is so ugly. It's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's no point of being angry. Let's get active. Let's peacefully protest and voice our opinions so we're not accused of being terrorists or lawbreakers. It's just like, no, it is insane. It is abusive. It is against our freedom to choose. And that has been established after the Second World War, that we are not to be forced to get any medical treatment or any unauthorized, something we don't agree to, any medical procedures performed on us that we do not agree to. So,
was there legislation after World War II? Do you know?
Absolutely. Yes, in Nuremberg at the trial, the trials. It was agreed by everyone right there and there. There has to be informed decision when it comes to medical treatment or any experimentation. And most of medical treatments are medical experimentation, but at least we have the right to know and we have the right to agree to it. We still might be tricked into agreeing to it, but that is a step closer to choice than just being forced to be, whether it's vaccinated, whether, who knows, this is just the beginning, but no. We know that most measles cases are caused by the measles vaccine, and most of the pictures that are of children with measles are after being vaccinated with the measles vaccine, not getting it from others. So it's, again, awareness, being aware, doing research, being diligent and as objective as possible. Let's give me data, give me science, give me what I consider informed decision, not propaganda, not industry research that has been proven to be doctored and lied and manipulated, and that's what we are finding out with Roundup and our Monsanto company that's now Bayer Monsanto, how they manipulated research and lied. So now the big lawsuits about Roundup causing cancer are going to be flooded.
Yeah.
We already had two that succeeded in collecting millions for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a form of cancer. So the truth,
yeah, Roundup
will
is rearing its
revealed.
Ugly head again.
Yes.
They had laid low for a little bit, but I guess now that Bayer's taking them over, is doubling down. I'm not sure what that is.
And again, it's part of deception. Oh, there's not going to be any trouble. Let's just merge. So they make their billions some other way. And now we have fought enough, so there is less consumption of genetically modified. There is a little bit more labeling, but there's a lot more awareness where we have non-GMO and organic agriculture is growing. Something that I don't know if you know, but in 2018, the country of Uruguay asked China if they can sell soybeans for them. And they promised to be non-GMO soy. And that's why we have China is no longer a GMO market for American farmers, and that's a huge, huge loss. So
wait, slow that one down. I can't even get a sentence out here because I wasn't aware of that, but I want to make sure. I really want to make sure I understood you, because it sounded as though you said China is no longer GMO. That's what it sounded like you said, but
No. China no longer accepts American GMO soy or corn.
Yeah, isn't that what I said? What did I say?
Yeah, well, no,
that's
no,
what I was trying to
China
say.
On GMO, right, but China might produce their own GMOs, but they don't want to, and they might use it for research or whatever, but they have just agreed with Uruguay for non-GMO soy. And what's interesting is that they will help. This is almost funny, but bear with me.
Yeah, I'm there.
The National Institute of Agricultural Research is going to help and work with Uruguay to release wasps instead of Roundup, like wasp eggs to as biological control over the pests over soy, so they don't have to be genetically modified and use Roundup to kill parasites or kill whatever is hurting the soy.
I never knew wasps were a prey to predators to soybeans.
No, the pests that are consuming damaging soybean.
Right, I just refer to them as predators, but
right.
Wasp?
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's like pretty funny. It's just like we're going to have wasp eggs as biological control to combat pests. Hey, it's better than chemicals.
But
let's
is
see
that,
how that
is it effective? Has your research shown that it actually works?
Yes, they're ready to try it out. 11 thousand of hectares are going to be planted with non-GMO soy and sprayed with or released through sprayers instead of chemicals. They will release wasp eggs. I think it's pretty funny. It's like, okay, let's see how that goes. So that's what I mean. It's let's focus on the good things. Organic agriculture is growing. Some states are banning Roundup. Costco stopped selling it, but they're selling the other one. The other one, the Acamba, which is even worse than Roundup. So it's a battle, and we celebrate one little victory, and then come on, let's have more, let's have more, let's have more. Organic agriculture has been yielding better than GMO per hectare in many countries. All the lies are coming to the surface, and we now have a lot more understanding how the health of soil depends on how we grow food. Not just the nutrients, but the healthy relationship of the whole ecosystem, the fungi, the worms, the nitrogen that comes from good bacteria poop, and then and then the nutrients get absorbed as nitrogen when that's being released. And I mean, it's a beautiful symphony of ecosystem that works together. And petrochemicals do not belong in there. They only kill and pretend to support the growth and production of food. Again, total deception that we need that to grow food. We don't. But that's the terrorism that we bought into since the 20s, 30s, 40s. And that is the true evil of this world. Yes, we are more comfortable. Yes, we have more convenience, but we're killing ourselves and killing the soil that feeds us, feeds the animals, and poisons our soil, our water, our air, and eventually poisons us. And we're leaving this mess to our children and generations forward, whether it is part of climate change, whether we caused it, whether we speeded it up, that's almost secondary. Let's be accountable and let's be honest enough. doing the same thing and expecting different results? That's insanity. Enough of insanity. Or the
literally.
Peter principle. You know, like literally promoting someone who's so incompetent they can't make any sane decisions the way we have now with the Senate and the presidency. I mean, it's just like that level of incompetency. I don't know if there is a new version of the old Peter principle. So it's like, okay, we want to reinvent the world, but not by making things that are more stupid than the normal stupid. Like, oh, come on, really? We can be worse. Oh, my goodness. So let's focus on the blessings. Create more blessings. Focus on what still is good. Create more good. Find ways to raise our awareness. Lead by example. Be a good caretaker, good steward, good gardener, good housekeeper. Let's not use those horrible chemicals, whether they're for cleaning, for gardening, for our personal hygiene, car washing, whatever we do, let's look and be a little more accountable for our choices. I know that our consumption is minuscule compared to what industries do. However, when enough of us come together, industry will change. When we stop buying junk, when the industry no longer can sell us lies, deception, and junk, poisons, when we raise our awareness, the industry will not be profitable, so they will have to change their ways. But where does it start? On the bottom with us or on the top? Because they figure, uh-oh, the public is getting smart. We better plan or we'll crash and burn. Let's find new technology or invest in new technology for cars, much cleaner fuel production, for electricity, for alternative. We have everything already discovered. Why not implement it? Because we're still under control of the petroleum industry or the coal industry, whatever. I mean, it's beyond pitiful to see who is appointed to run environmental agency or Food and Drug Administration or what's the latest and greatest, whatever, the defense. I don't even pay attention because it's beyond sad, totally irresponsible. But that is what we will have to undo when this phase of our lessons in awareness are over and done, and we do learn, and we do wake up. And instead of, anger and resentment, and it's just take a deep breath and, okay, let's undo all that junk that has been done because it's all it is, feeding junk to industries, creating more junk by giving them permissions to drill, baby, drill. Doesn't matter where or how and how polluted our nature gets. Whether it's seismic and in the oceans. I enjoy reading that yet another court blocks whatever Trump gave permission to, like, do in our natural parks or preserved natural wonders and reserves or whatever, where court throws it out. It's just, no, you don't have permission to put a pipeline in there. No, you don't have permission to do offshore drilling. No, you don't have permission. So I don't keep track that much, but I think Trump has 130 lawsuits against him and his orders to disregard environmental protection, and I think 129 have been won. So it's those are the good news and good pieces of information that I want us to celebrate.
Mm.
Because it's not all going to hell. We still have enough of us that are awake and aware and want to be good stewards of this world because we understand this world feeds and protects our body. Without the body, we can't be here. We're dead. Yeah, the soul and spirit continues, but hey, we don't learn. We need to learn. We need to choose light. We need to choose good. We need to choose love. We need to choose joy and passion and purpose and whatever we are here to accomplish as our mission with God. Let's get to it and have fun with it and enjoy sharing our goodness. You know, we say, for goodness sake, well, let's bring a different and wonderful understanding of it. Yeah, for goodness sake, because we enjoy it. Because sharing goodness, creating goodness is fun. And watching nature grow, open up and blossom. I love when trees sort of like explode in flowers. Like nothing yesterday and boom, all these beautiful flowers the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Why not celebrate? Mm-hmm. Or sunshine that is so nice and warm, or gentle wind that is fragrant with these blossoms. I was in a botanical garden yesterday celebrating, so I'm inspired. Beautiful.
Nothing
and holy.
To inspire. Sure.
It's
spiritual.
Sacred and holy, easier to. I watched some of my students, some of my friends, when we met up, they were stressed after driving this and that, and took about, I don't know, about 15 minutes of just hugging and saying hello, and then took another 15 minutes just to walk into the garden and see those flowers, see that beauty, see and feel that vibration of nature waking up and blessing our senses, the visual, the smell.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, yeah, the smell, the beauty. You know, that's real energy, and that's real good energy, in fact. Best energy.
Bird therapy. Absolutely. I'm laughing, driving, and enjoying, you know, oh my gosh, yes, I need to clean my windshield. Yes, we still have insects. Yes. I'm celebrating bugs because we have done so much to destroy butterflies, destroy bees, destroy insects. It's like, oh, thank goodness, we still have some. There is still hope. There is still hope that we can restore what we have so carelessly damaged and allowed because of either choosing ignorance or waiting for somebody else to say something or do something or buying into stupid science and greedy industries that simply do not care if they hurt nature, hurt us, because we need clean soil, clean air, clean water to stay healthy or recover, rebuild our body so we can be healthy. So much of our physical, emotional, mental, and soul health depends on our consumption of clean food, food that actually has nutrition. And when we maximize that, our healing is so much expedited. Why not choose,
you know,
that?
Looking at a broader picture, I was working with our local law enforcement. They have a program called Mobile Medicine Drop. And what they do is they go to various sites and they pick up expired medicines. And the idea is that the medicines are not, you know, flushed into our environment. You know, exactly. And so I was thinking about you, what you were saying about being healthy, because you want to be preventively healthy. You don't want to be healthy trying to catch up, because then you're lending yourself to be vulnerable to using those chemicals known as medicines. And you know, make no mistake, for the most part, they're chemicals, and you're hearing a lot more on mainstream media where they're starting to use more natural products. You hear more about probiotics now than you almost care to hear about, whereas that didn't even exist 10 years ago. Of course, as a nutritionist and naturopath, I've been recommending probiotics for over 20 years. But you're just starting to hear this in the last 10 years, and basically it's a monetary thing. And so to get off
not only monetary,
the track
we have destroyed our digestion.
We
have destroyed
but
our digestion.
But if the doctors felt like they didn't have to utilize something natural, and the only reason they have to is because of demand, they would still pump chemicals to address that issue. It's my belief.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
because of the awareness that you were talking about, you know, their patients are saying, but I took a probiotic from my nutritionist or my naturopath, and it really helped me. So I don't want to take that which you want to give me. And so now you're starting to see that by demand. But getting back to where I was really heading with this is that our listeners can truly impact, thinking again, Earth week, Earth month, Earth day, Earth year, Earth decade. You see, we need to be thinking beyond this little window of Earth day, week, month in terms of Earth lifetime. There's more than one reason to just be healthy than being healthy. It impacts not just you, but others, because they regenerate when they're flushed. They go into the water supply, then they begin to affect our animals that those who are non-vegetarian feed on, and those who are vegetarian, you still are ultimately impacted. So there's a broader impact even to being healthy. You're using less chemicals.
In urban settings, we drink birth control, we drink antidepressants, we drink so much of it because we pee so much out of, you know, we pee it out into the water system. They don't just decompose, they stay there. And if we don't filter our water, and I don't even know if it's possible to filter, I pray it's possible to filter, we all are affected. Infertility is a serious issue. Mental health from stress or just being controlled by chemicals in our water. That's stressful. If I don't need it, why would my body be happy about receiving it and messing with my brain chemistry? I mean, that's what we're fighting for. That's what we are voicing our opinions about. Because most of us consider birthright. We have a birthright to clean air, clean water, and clean food, which requires clean soils.
That's right. Absolutely. And you were saying earlier, in speaking back on the subject of the environment, about GMO and how that infects our environment, and those companies that produce the GMO. You start talking about Roundup and the other company that you mentioned. That goes down into our water tables. So, is there any question why as much money, not millions, I would dare say trillions, are spent on cancer research, and yet you find more and more people coping with cancer. Just this week, you know, there were three people where I work in this building, seniors, being, you know, finding that they're coping with this. Is it any wonder when you really consider some of the things that you're saying, Ms. Eula, that we're doing to our environment? That's why I said that song by Marvin Gaye, it was just so appropriate.
Yep.
Mercy, mercy me. Oh, my God, things are certainly not what they used to be. I mean, poisons,
yep.
how do you say it? Poison in the wind that blows from the north and
yep.
south and east. That was 40 years ago this man was singing this. You know.
Yep.
Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are dying. I mean, this is all true. This isn't just a pretty song.
Yep.
You know, let's make some sense of this.
Yeah,
you know, things aren't what
network.
They used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans. Think about that. Oil wasted on the ocean,
yes,
and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. This is all real.
Or the cruise industry dumping all the human waste into ocean.
No,
I mean,
no,
they
people
don't
think about that.
Yeah.
Where does it go?
Like, yeah, where does it go? Yeah, you pee and poop, and they just, poof, it goes into the ocean. They don't have docking stations where they recycle the waste. Yeah, nice. We had fun on the cruise, and then, yeah, how sustainable is that industry? We're proposing no single-use plastics. Okay, well, that's a start. But where's that plastic in the ocean, those huge piles of plastic? I mean, at least the Atlantic coast has washed off so many hazardous waste, like needles, like hospital, like, I don't know, but I don't know if it's still happening, but the barges that just dumped garbage from cities, New York City, Manhattan, it's just like they would go out in the middle of the ocean and just dump garbage. Really? Does that make any sense? Gonna wash up, idiots. It's going to hurt your children, whether it's nuclear waste or whether it's hospital waste.
And that's
maybe
my point. Is it any wonder why this prevalence that's occurring of cancer?
Yep.
You know, what is cancer? The body's not designed to process this stuff. And so
what do we do?
You know, there's the doom and gloom, so we want to stay back on the positive side.
Exactly.
And what we can do is what we can do for ourselves, folks, those who are aware. So as I said, the theme of this is being aware. The theme, actually, speaking of themes, there is a theme for, Earth Month 2019, Earth Month 2018.
Yep.
The theme was ridding our environment of plastics or something like that. But the Earth Month theme for 2019 is saving our species. Whoa, is that a big one? Protect our species.
Well, we've upgraded, right? Protect our species.
Yeah.
And then, let's protect human life. Oh, well, are we going to focus on abortion and imprisoning or fining women that do abortion, or how will it be when there is a miscarriage? Will it be considered abortion? I mean, there is another way of trying to control reproductive and take rights away from women, or harvesting organs from fetuses that are almost babies. I mean, there's so much, that can go.
You must be aware.
Yeah, can go evil. and there will always be someone stupid doing the unthinkable.
The unthinkable.
We are here to be tested like that. And where is my awareness? Where is our awareness that will prevent that level of that depth of stupidity, of that level of evil? Like I'm again laughing. Impossible Burger. Let's eat, you know, vegan meat. Like, yeah. Why would you want to eat vegan meat? Either you want meat or you don't want meat. You want to pretend you eat meat with genetically modified Impossible Burger? Ay.
That's an oxymoron. What is vegan meat? I mean, what is that?
Yeah. Or fake dairy, fake butter, fake dairy. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm using the word fake because it's, you know, part of being, like, pointing out how ridiculous it is. If I were lactose intolerant, why would I want to eat fake dairy? Just because I can't have the real one, I want to replace it with the fake one and pretend that I'm still eating the real one? Why? Or decaffeinated or sugar-free or whatever. It's just like, enough of this insanity. Fat-free. Well, then don't eat fat. You don't want to eat fat. Don't eat fat. Don't eat fat-free junk that replaces good fat with junk pretend fat so that you still taste fat. What? But that's the level of... I'm running out of words. That level of low level of awareness or confusion or just
ignorance. You don't want to necessarily say that.
Help me out, because it's just like my, you know, choosing to be careless is one thing, but choosing to be stupid is another.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it's a different level of ignorance. I mean, I try to avoid GMOs, and just today I grabbed a bag of nuts, roasted nuts, and then I, you know, they taste good. And then it's just like, and again, my GMO GPS, internal GPS for GMO, it's like, hey, check it. It's like, oh, crap. Peanut or canola oil. I guess they roast them in oil. It's like, did it again. I grabbed a handful of nuts, and I didn't check the label because I thought we were, you know, and that's the trick. Without the GMO label, we don't know. And non-GMO project verified or glyphosate-free little stamp sign, little mark on the labeling, I got careless. I didn't look for it. I got seduced by, you know, trying nuts that were roasted in a GMO oil, because we don't know. Peanut oil is not GMO, but that's how they deceive us. Peanut slash canola oil or soy oil or cottonseed oil. If it's not labeled, we don't know, but at least peanut oil is not modified yet. So that's how they trick us.
Yeah, they'll say or. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
And I have noticed it's when I don't check, I'll, you know, get home, I'll buy that box of whatever, and I'll get home, and I'll say, oh, no, I can't eat this.
Well, the whole point is, yeah, we can, but we'll betray our whole...
I won't eat this, let's say. Yeah,
exactly.
More accurate.
I choose not to eat
this.
I can, but I choose not to.
Yeah, I won't eat this.
the whole industry, the whole society is manipulated through consumerism. It's just like, oh, I have to have that. Oh, I have to have that. It's just like, no, you choose to have that. And it's not that we don't deserve nice things or invest in beautiful things or be comfortable. It's just, let's make it a choice. No, it's my choice to have that. I don't need that. I don't have to have that. It's fun to have that. I choose to have that and get out of that. Oh, I need that. Oh, my God, I have to have it. Oh, my God, I'm going to get sick if I don't eat it. Or I'm like, what? That's total obsession and seduction by consumerism. We need four things. We need to breathe. We need to consume. We need to eliminate. And we need some form of touch and love. We only need four things for the body to survive. The rest is comfort. The rest is pleasure. The rest is creating something that is beautiful, holy, precious, and sharing that as our divine nature wants to be shared, as our brilliant minds can guide us to become not just good humans, but great humans that want to exercise our birthright to bring light to this world, to create good in this world, to lead by example, inspire others to enjoy creating and learning from this world and training how well we flow light, how quickly we build beauty, how abundantly we share our divinity. And be that beacon of light, or become that bearer, that warrior, that amazing human that inspires, that has this immense presence that lifts everyone up. And that's our choice. Enjoying being a human, enjoying the flesh, enjoying sharing who we are and what we are, but also being accountable and responsible of what it takes to remain healthy and wealthy and joyful and peaceful. Choices.
That's all part of a healthy, sustainable environment. Would you agree? I mean, in the whole scheme of things, because at the end of the day, we humans have a responsibility on this planet. Am I making sense, Ms. Ulla? At the end of the day, all those other things we impact. All those other things, all the food, all of that. We are the ones that are having this adverse effect. It's not the cows or the butterflies or the trees. It's the human factor that's impacting this planet and its environment at the end of the day. Is that a fair statement?
And we are the destroyers. We even destroy our own children with our stupidity. I mean, how many autistic children do we need to come to our senses, poisoning them? Stop poisoning mothers. Stop disrupting the natural development of, I just became a certified prenatal massage therapist. So in my training, I was sort of rediscovering, since I have not given birth, I'm not a mother. I want to help mothers. I want to help rebirth this world energetically and physically and help those that bring light and life into this world. Plus, I discovered how neglected care for mothers is, not just especially in the late pregnancy or postpartum. There is virtually no help for mothers, physical help with helping them restructure their back, their hips back to a working order, make it easier on them. Just like, what? okay, I've discovered something new I can be passionate about and help out. But that's our choice. Do we birth a new world that makes sense, that is sustainable, that is healthy, and will be wealthy because we will preserve and protect and grow? Nature can take
back
over. Or will we continue to self-destruct? We've done it before. Are we going to do it again because we haven't learned? Are we going to do it again because we choose stupid again?
Let's hope not.
I hope so, because there is enough of us leading the world. Enough of us that know the main news is lying. Enough of us that are doing the groundwork to help those in need, not just to wake up, but to organize ourselves so there is a helping hand, where there is an open heart, or there is a sane mind to bounce an idea off of. Not to control, not to tell people what to do, but just like an objective listener, just like, okay, what do you want to do? This and this and this. Well, have you considered this and this and this? It might go this way, it might go that way. Ooh, how are you gonna react or respond if it goes this way? Because that might, if it's that way, it might be dangerous, it might be toxic, it might be, you know, unhappy. And checks and balances. I mean, if it's starting to go sideways, do we continue to push through, or do we redirect, or just drop and start over? Those are basic decisions in life. Whether it's what I drink and eat, what thoughts I generate, internal environment, or external environment, not just humans I hang out with and allow in my life, but is my air clean? Is my water clean? Do I consume real food? And therefore, am I eliminating properly? Or I can't because I'm junked up. I've destroyed my digestion and elimination. And the body can't eliminate, and therefore we have cancer. We have mental issues. We have all kinds of conditions, detrimental conditions, because we have killed our digestion or killed our elimination or killed our mind with chemicals, with, well, genetically modified organisms that crossbreed with our gut bacteria and therefore create holes in our intestines. I mean, it's awareness. You can choose to eat
this
ground.
That's our theme.
But know what you're potentially doing to yourself. And if you're okay with that, you really want to be sick and be a burden and be a victim. Okay, well, I think it's that way. Good luck. Yeah, bye-bye. Or, let's keep going and using what we've known has worked for thousands of years. Small farms, organic, know your farmer. If you don't test your water. If you have access to good water, God bless. If you don't, purify it. Do the best you can under your, you know, circumstances. But be aware what you're breathing, what you're drinking, what you're eating to sustain the body. And if the mind and the heart get broken, start with the food, start with water and air, and then start with your connection to your soul and spirit. That is our mental body. That's our emotional body. That's our soul body that then manifests illness in the physical. What operating system do we run on? Shame? Guilt? Grief? Greed? Or compassion? And fair exchanges? Truth, honesty, and diligence in accountability, especially when we mess up. Can I make up for it? And be fair about it too. How big is my mistake? How big is my messing up because of lack of awareness? And I'm not talking about messing up on purpose. I'm talking about it's like, oh my God, I didn't know. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And have the courage and stamina, not pretend, no pretending. I messed up. I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that includes ourselves. Oh my God, I messed up. I'm sorry, body. I'm sorry, mind. I'm sorry, heart. I'll make it up to you. Guide me. Let me know how I can make it up to you. Me speaking to me and my body parts. Yeah, I'm a body part whisperer for myself and for others. Like, my clients ask me, just, how do you know all this stuff? I was like, oh, you tell me. I just hear it. But I'd much rather that you hear it from yourself than need me to hear it so that I can tell you that
mm-hmm.
your belly
mm-hmm.
doesn't like you because you're feeding it junk. I'm making holes in places where they don't need holes. Yeah, yeah.
Cause and effect.
Awake, aware, and awesome. My favorite AAA, which is my safety guide, you know, GPS, like AAA, awake, aware, and awesome. Create that awesomeness and enjoy this world. Enjoy our body. Enjoy relating physically, emotionally, mentally, and on a soul level with each other. As we learn and protect this world. This is an amazing opportunity to learn about who we are and what we are. And this is the school. This is the environment that trains us to choose and have that practical, experiential understanding of what those choices mean, physically, emotionally, mentally, and on a soul level. It's just like, oh, that worked, cool. Or the other way, it's like, oh, no, that didn't work. Like, I totally didn't work. Like, oh, I can't believe I would even not see that outcome. But we all go through that, whether it's betrayal by our mind or our colleagues or our family members. It's like, that's how we learn. That's how we learn. Let's learn well. Let's learn quickly. Share what we learn without being arrogant about it. And help others choose better without controlling their thinking. Like, consider this. These are the facts. These are what my experiences. This is this is my fact sheet. This is the industry fact sheet. Choose yourself, what you trust, who you trust, and what you will do about it. And if you mess up, choose again. And if this works, choose that and share that. No need for drama. No need for hatred. No need for anger. Being as objective, and I don't mean unemotional. Well, yes, I do mean unemotional. Just no drama. They run their operating system, the chemical industry and genetically modified petroleum industry, runs on deception. This is their fuel. Control, manipulation, deception, lies. I am not upset about it. This is their business model. And they will create armies to fight for them and kill nations just to continue to rape the resources. And found a perfect way to poison the rest of the world while we pay them for the poisons, convincing us we need that to live. We need that as medicine. We need that as fuel. We need that as fertilizers for our soil to grow food. And as long as we buy into it, they will have customers. And that's my prayer and hope, that enough of us wakes up that they will no longer have customers. And they die slow death, or they get awake and aware and switch over to sustainable energy fuels, products for our transportation, for our agriculture. I was laughing yesterday. I stopped by at some store, one of those discounts for clothing, and I think it was Ross Dress for Less or something like that. And there is this little gardening section, and oh my God, organic fertilizer. Just like, I came to look for a pair of pants, and the first thing I stumble upon is organic fertilizer. It's just like, yay, fun. Not
a double bonus.
Exactly.
A double bonus. I made a note earlier in this discourse. When we stop buying, consuming environmentally and personally harmful products, companies will stop selling them.
Makes sense to me.
They will stop selling them, at least to our knowledge. At least to our knowledge. At least it's our true hope. We don't know how bad this really is. I mean, we don't know that it may get to that point if we're not careful and aware and stop this now, where we might be in that Big Brother syndrome that I talked about at the beginning of the program, where we won't have a choice, where you were saying, for example, in Brooklyn, we need to activate our power while we still have it, is what I'm saying.
Forcing Jewish people to vaccinate them. I mean, how ironic is that?
Mm.
When they had religious exemption.
Wow. Yeah, you were saying in Nuremberg. I didn't realize that was part of Nuremberg.
Yeah. It's like, what level of insanity are we operating with right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I appreciate irony. I'm master of sarcasm, smart ass, but like, what? We're forcing Jewish exempt vaccine. No. Yep, it's happening. And some rabbis will be seduced to actually agree to it. Like, a thousand years of your, now you're suddenly telling your constituents to go against your tradition, because if not, you can't leave home for 3 months or 21 days, whatever it is, and you will be fined $1,000 or $2,000 if you do. It's like insane. Wow. What century are we? Oh, yeah, right. So that's what I mean. This Jewish piece really struck me.
Hmm.
Like, wow. But that that's how insane we can become if we don't seek awareness, if we don't do our research, if we don't do diligence in caring and sharing what we know and what we have tested that we know works, that it maintains, protects, or reverses damage done by chemicals or lies by our food industry or beauty industry or agricultural industry. Because it's fun to share good news. It's fun to be around people that we can be comfortable with, that speak and think alike, where we can truly share good food, good water, good energy, good thoughts, good words, good hugs, good laughs. Because that's how we celebrate, and that's our choice. And that choice can inspire others to choose better for themselves, to choose better for their children, their families, their communities. Let's hope more connect to us as we celebrate this month, Earth Month. And that will grow into every month is Earth Month. Because we will have something to remind ourselves as a celebration of protecting this world, not just for our sake, not just for our children's sake, but for animals, for plants, and all living things that assist us in our human experience, that try to help us understand and choose holy and sacred and healthy so that our human experience is full of joy and passion so we can connect to the beauty and bounty of this world and understand that choice and share that choice and enjoy every day whatever meal we make, whatever drinks we share as we interact and help each other know thyself, master thyself. Whatever title, whatever diploma from our human experience we want to have. I said we're like Master of Light. I might not finish it here, but I assume I go on and in the other realms I am still in school until I reach that mastery and understand why I'm here and who I am in service to the source. So let's protect and connect and continue our holy work of protecting this world, of sharing in the bounty and beauty of this world. Not ignoring the ugly, just keeping enough distance to maintain our health and help others say no to the destruction and poison and lies and all the deception for the sake of power games, profit, and creating evil in this world. I mean, this is, for me, it's no-brainer and simple, but for others, either they choose not to even think about it or they're too busy just with superficial bullshit to even go deeper. I'm fine. I'm not sick. I don't care. Okay. Bye-bye. Because I do. I want children without cancer. Mm-hmm. I want children. I want parents to share stories of children who are amazing. Not that there is no conclusive verdict why their infant died 2 days after 6 vaccines. I don't want that for others. I want us to get together and share and laugh and describe how amazing our families are, or gardens, or food, or whatever way we share the bounty of this beautiful, amazing world if we protect it and consume responsibly. I have great hope that we will wake up the masses, because we already see that's where we're going. I look at our administration as the last desperate try, the last hurrah. Yes, we have the power. Yes, we rule. And there's nobody can do anything about it. Just like, yeah, Well, the election is coming. You had your turn, and you showed us who you are and what you are. And no, we don't like it, and we don't want it, and we are certainly not buying into it. So, bye-bye. Go live in your gold tower. Bye-bye. We will clean up the mess yet again.
Well, awareness. If we are to embrace that theme, whoever came up with it, to protect our species, we must start with awareness, and then we must follow through with action. And with that, the best will be yet to come, and we'll have a bright future. There is hope. There is redemption. There is recovery.
We create hope. We show recovery. Yes.
Miss Ula, humanist, GMO expert, advocate for sustainable, happy, full, and balanced living. Thank you again. Ula, if someone wanted to reach out and get information, more information about anything you've spoken on, and I'm speaking to not just our live listeners, but to those who are listening in the future. Yeah, we're talking in the future. It's interesting. To our archived podcast listeners, how would they be able to reach you?
Oh, the easiest is through the website. TheUCenter.com, TheU, the word center.com. Phone number.
One more time, please, for those who didn't catch that. Repeat the website.
TheU, the word center.com, TheUCenter, TheUnityCenter.com, short, TheU, center.com, all together. Or my phone number, 610-850-3319. I am in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Reach out. Share. Grow. Heal. And enjoy not just spring and growth, but enjoy this world. Keep it as safe, as beautiful, as pristine as you possibly can. Starts inside of us, immediate environment in our homes, and then gardens and communities and towns, counties, states, countries, continents. Love. Words start with a C. Isn't that a nice metaphor? Let's see. Inside and outside. Let's create.
I like that.
Yeah.
Ula Pasternak, thank you so much for your time.
Daryl Clark.
Your energy.
Thank you so much.
Your love.
Thank you.
And we're going to keep on keeping on. And as long as we're aware, and we follow that awareness with action. The best is yet to come. In fact, I'm going to close on that with a bumper tune. The best is yet to come. Folks, tune in next week, same time, and we'll have another enlightening and empowering and inspiring and hopefully encouraging program for you to get involved and make a difference. And as Ula said this evening, be aware. We must be more aware of Earth's polluters. You can make a difference. Nurture your mind, body, and spirit.
Enjoy nurturing.
Truth. Yes.
It can be so much fun to stay one step ahead of Impossible Burger.
Be aware.
It can be fun. Yes.
Be awake, be aware, and be awesome.
Yes.
And know the best is yet to come.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's make it so.
Good night. Aw. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. Drop me an email if you like and give me your thoughts. It's DARRYL Daryl _ CLA18 at MSN.com. Peace and blessings to you and yours. Have a great and blessed week. If I'm not mistaken, this might be, if I'm not mistaken, coming upon the holidays. So enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next week. Be blessed. The best is yet to come.